Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, obviously, JP this week has flagged up he thinks Darlan might be his best chance. I mean, the difficult thing to know with him is, of course, cruising two hurdles out and three furlongs away from a winning post is a different thing than seeing him go past it. The one nagging doubt I have about Darlan is the second time when he ran against Cheltenham, and he actually, you know, it's the stiffest track he's run on so far. He came off the bridle and he struggled to get home that day. So I think at some point in the race, you're going to think you've definitely won on him. He may very well be that good that he can win on the bridle. He's certainly well rated in the race. I have my nagging doubt about him getting home. The English and the Irish form is very difficult, I think. From the English horses, one that's impressed me and I think he's improved is Monbazon from Alan King's Yard. I was impressed last time at Newbury. He certainly got taught him that day how to race. They jumped over the last and he sprinted away from Vulcanite. I know Colour Squadron was going all right in that race as well at the same time, but I think he'd have done well to contain him, and I think he's been brought along really nicely. I like that horse. He travels well, jumps well, and he's got a bit of boot at the end. I think he's of the English horses, I like him. But the horse I really like in it is Steps to Freedom. It was interesting to listen to Robbie Power. He was saying he thought they had a little sighter at Cheltenham to have a look at it. He thought he may have been over the top then. He'd been on the flat and been on quite a go. And they've basically kept him away, got him fresh. They'll bring him back. He said last time when he gave him a kick in the belly, the turbo didn't kick in. I got a good idea that it might do this time. And I don't think there's anybody better than Jessica Harrington to bring him on there ready for the day. And I think that'll run a massive race for you.